In special difficulties, we learn how to use inversion. In fact, just now, we talked about it.
那么在难点当中，这是有关于倒装的用法。在课文我们已经完全有所把握。
Okay, study the grammar and do more exercise, please. Now, let's do the exercise at page 32 together. Exercise in special difficulties.
首先我们来看难点中的练习题。
Write these sentences again, beginning each one with the words in italics.
重写下面语句，要求用斜体部分开头。注意倒装。
Number one. Not only has he made this mistake before, but he will make it again. Number two. Only then did I realize what was happening.
根据这里的时态 realized,我们要选择一个助动词 did， 那么原来的 realized 就要相应变成动词原形。
Number three， I'll never trust him again。
Never 调至造句首，
Never will I trust him again。
Number four，
You seldom find traffic wardens who are kind and helpful。 SeldomDo you find traffic wardens who are kind and helpful?
Okay. Can you use the grammar very well?
Now it's our time to do the exercise in multiple choice questions.
多项选择题。
Number one. The editor acted as he did.Of course, we choose C. He was dissatisfied with the factual content of the article. He was dissatisfied with the factual content of the article.
那么这个当然重点突出了他对于文章中的内容，实质的文内容不满意。
B.Dissatisfied with. The journalist took a long time to send the details required.
注意题干中的用法。
Send the details required.
发送要求的信息。
Because he had not been allowed to fax the information he had obtained. You know, he was in prison.
当然不被允许了。因为他已经被捕入狱。
Number three, why had the journalist been arrested?
Why?
Because his activities must have appeared suspicious.
因为他的行为举止一定看上去很是值得怀疑的。
Suspicious, appear suspicious,
看上去值得怀疑。
Okay, structure. Number four.The first sentence, the editor refused to publish the article.
同学们发现 the editor 之前没有出现连接词。那么说明逗号之前的部分只进一步说明当时的情况。我们的首选应该是从句分词独立主格结构。在原文表达方式当中，同学们注意到了
The editor read the first sentence and then refused to publish it.
我们用到了 and then, 那么充分体会了这个动作的先后关系。根据这里的四个选项 A 和 boy, 显然我们应该选 boy。如果选用 reading， 那么表明一做完某事就如何。
So reading the first sentence，
一读完第一句话， 这个编辑就拒绝出版发行这篇文章了，而没有体会出 and then 这个表示先后的概念来，所以我们要采用现在分词的完成式 having read the first sentence now let us make a sentence。 看完了电影之后他们去散步。 Having seen the movie, they went for a walk. Having seen the movie, they went for a walk. 那么如果选择 C 选项 he read, 那么大家注意这里缺少了时间状语从句的连接词。After he read the first sentence, 或者表达为After he had read the first sentence. Okay, number five. He sent the journalist two faxes, but did not receive any reply. 我们要注意的地方是，但是没有收到任意的一个答复。那么哪一个表达方式表示任意一个的呢？当然是第四个选项。Number seven, he informed the journalist he would be fired unless 他通知这位记者说，如果他不马上答复的话，他即将被解雇。Unless, you know, it means if not.那么根据上下文的时态，我们要选择一般过去式。Unless 相当于 if 所引导的一个条件句，当然条件句子的结构形式是否定的。Unless he replied. Number eight, he informed while carrying out his instructions. Carry out instruction, 执行命令。通知某人做某事 inform somebody of something or inform somebody about something 必须要和介词 of 和 about 搭配连用，表示通知 某人有关于某事，所以我们的选项应该选择 C。 OK, vocabulary Number 9 Editors of newspapers and magazines often go to extreme to provide theirwith unimportant facts and statistics. Provide their readers. 读者，那么言外之意这里指公众 public. A 选项 audience, 听众观众与原文语义不符。Lecture, 演讲报告。Common, 普通的一般的共同之处。 OK, number 10 The magazine would soon go to press. It would soon be printed. Print 是 published 同义词。 The poor man had been arrested. He was very Of course 那么这个可怜的人被逮捕了，显然他很不幸了。 So he was veryunfortunate and unlucky, so we choose dog. 而 C 选项 innocent, 无辜的。We should say, the innocent journalist was unfortunate. Number 12, he had at last been to send a fax. 被允许 be allowed to do, be permitted to do, orbe given permission. 要注意请求允许做某事 ask for permission to do something. 允许某人做某事 be given permission to do something. 所以说最后他被允许发一封传真。如果强调我允许他发传真，我们采用主动语态 I give him permission to send a fax.Okay. Did you have a good job about the exercise? Now,
It's our time to study lesson 6, smash and grab.
砸橱窗抢劫
or in Chinese 大砸抢 smash and grab.
Please read after me the following words aloud. Smash, grab, smash and grab. Arcade, arcade, Piccadilly, Piccadilly. Jewelry, jewelry. Necklace, necklace. Ring, ring. Background, background. Velvet, velvet. Headlight, headlight. Flare, flare. Stuff, stuff. Raid, raid. Scramble, scramble. Fantastic, fantastic. Ashtray, ashtray. Okay, let's learn how to use the word smash.